Thank Claude。
刚才听见牧师说，哎，讲道这两个字。
So when Pastor mentioned about the preaching，
哦，我心里就一惊。
I was like surprised。
其实，牧师部安排这一次呢，我相信是神将一个感动放在他的里面。
Pastor arranged this. I believe Lord has put some confirmation in his heart.
因为要借着这个机会来训练我。
Lord is using this opportunity to train me. 他在国内就讲道带领教会，所以。He was leading a church in China before.
对，是其实也为了带领我们是很小很小的一个教会，那也神给我够用了恩典和智慧。
It was a small church. I was not really leading, but the Lord gave me enough wisdom to just serve.
所以今天我站在这里呢，其实我也非常的感恩。
So today, even when I'm standing here, I'm very thankful.
因为神，我觉得神要让我胜过我里面的那个惧怕。
So Lord wanted me to overcome the fear inside of me.
因为这两年的当中，我经历的一些事情，似乎让我的里面产生了一些惧怕。
In the last 2 years, many things make me have a kind of fear in my heart.
似乎我的生命走到了一个窄道，一个峡谷。
It seems my life entered into a very narrow channel.
但是我相信神也要带我，要走出这个峡谷，到那宽阔之处。
I also believe the Lord is leading me out of this small tunnel and to be a broader place.
今天听到艾斯卡他的那个诗歌啊，我非常的感动。
When today I was listening and the worship led by Isaac, I was very touched.
因为我们从来没有提前沟通过。
We never actually communicate before we came here.
但是当我听到他今天带的诗歌的时候，我马上记下了在诗歌当中的一些诗歌的语句。
So when she was leading, I note down some of the verses.
他就跟我今天所要分享给大家的信息非常的吻合。
So.The sentences, the lyrics was it really matches what I'm going to preach.
对，他说要赐我勇敢的心，无畏惧。
So the verses said, "Give me a brave heart."
他也说，我愿为你去，我们要靠你的恩典站立。
And also said, "I will go and stand by your grace."
大家相信吗？今天我站在这个地方，就是靠他的恩典。
Do we believe it? I stand here is by his grace.
我也想请大家来为我来祷告。
Also ask everyone to pray for me.
让神借着我今天所分享的信息，主要能够让我们一同的在他的里面得造就。
Amen. May the Lord also bless all of us through the words I'm going to share.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，亲爱的主
，Our dear Heavenly Father, our beloved Lord，
主啊，我们感谢你
，We thank you，
主啊，你当你让我起来说你去，要为我做在这普天之下为我做见证的时候，我们就摆上我们愿意的心。
When you say go and be a witness all over the world, we are willing。
我们知道，我们今天站在这个地方。是完全靠着你丰盛的恩典和慈爱。
We know that we are able to stand here because of your rich grace.
若没有你的怜悯和慈爱，我们今天怎能在这地方来站立
？Without your compassion and your mercy, how can we stand here?
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
主啊，借着孩子的口，将你所要说的话就传递出去。
Through my mouth and your words can be preached.
因为我愿意成为神你祝福的管道
I'm willing to be a channel of blessing
也愿意成为你所使用的器皿
I'm willing to be instrument of blessing
因为一切都在你的手中
Because everything is in your hand
感谢赞美主
Thank you Lord
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Your Lord Jesus name
Amen
Amen,
Amen. 感谢主我来到这里呢我 经常看到竟然有一些非常有名的品牌啊，像一些早餐店呀，或者一些这边的一些 shopping mall 啊，这些店。
So when I came to Canada, I saw many famous brands, you know, like restaurants and many things.
我看到这些店很多是可能是这边的，我们中国叫老字号，很老的品牌。
Many are very there's a it's a pretty historical.
我相信大家从远处一看到这个牌子的时候，它的颜色，它的 logo， 我们就知道哦，那是什么店，对不对？
So when we see it from afar, we know that that is.
我们是熟悉的，或者是不熟悉的。
We know.
我们一眼就能看得出来。
But we can perceive all at once.
但是在我们的家乡呢，有这样一个蛋糕店啊。
In my hometown, there is a cake. It's a bakery.
在我来之前的几年呢，我发现一个奇怪的现象。
Before I came to Canada, I found something strange.
明明是在一个地方的那个店，但是我过一段时间去就感觉找不到。
So I knew it was there, but after a while I couldn't find it.
是什么原因呢？
What is the problem?
我发现他们经常换那个店的招牌。
Because I found that their signs always changed.
对，他把那个门面呢，他会有每隔半年或者一年，他就会把那个招牌重新设计一下。
Because after one year or half a year, they redesign their sign logos.
以至于我经过的时候，我怀疑自己走错了。
So I doubt if I have gone to the wrong store.
但是我进去的时候呢，发现哦，原来还是那个店。
When I entered in, I found it's actually the same.
因为它里面的东西都没有变。
Because they never changed their products.
它是一个面包店，面包蛋糕。
It's a bakery, cakes and bread.
但是它里面唯一不变的是什么呢？哦，唯一跟改变的是什么？是它的价格。它每换一次店呢，它的价格就提高一次。
The only thing they change is the price every time when they change their logo.
所以我知道他为什么要经常换这个门面。
So that's why I got to know why they change all these things.
因为他要提高他的价格。
Because they are going to raise their price.
但是他的商品却没有改变。
But their products never change.
我们再回来看我们人类，我们的这个人类纵观啊，我们的历史。
So if we look into our human history.
人们似乎也在不断地寻求改变和更新。
We are always looking for changes.
又似乎在不停的这种循环往复当中，什么都没有变。
But in all these changes, it seems nothing really have changed.
知道中国，我们都知道中国有二十四史。
We know that in China there is a famous history series, is 24 volumes.
就是在我们的历史当中有二十四个不同的朝代。
So there were 24 dynasties in our Chinese history.
他们循环往复。
And they just, going round and round.
也不断地在更替。
They also change all the time.
但是中国人总结了一句话。
But the Chinese had one summary.
我们要从历史当中来吸取教训。
We should learn from the history.
但是历史总是惊人的相似。
But the history repeats itself.
是的，我们真正的问题，并不是我们要面对一个要不断的更新去替代它。
So the problem we are facing is not just by changing so we can solve the problem.
我相信那个面包店也好，还是我们这个不同的朝代也好。
No matter is the bakery store or different dynasties.
他为什么要不断地变？
Why do they need to change?
因为他害怕他过时。
Because they are afraid they are going to be not in fashion anymore.
因为他害怕被淘汰。
Because they are afraid of being rejected by history.
所以人要依靠不断地更换这种门面来维持他这种在惧怕里面的安全感。
So people always try to change something, the surface, so that they find the security in all these changes.
但是当我们 相信在上面的那位神的时候。
But when we believe the one God which is above us,
当我们被带领进到基督这个信仰当中的时候，
when we are brought into this Christian faith,
我们发现神他不是靠换这个舞台来更新的。
We will find that God is not renewing things by changing the stage.
他不是靠推翻现在的制度来改变人心。
It's not changing people's hearts by changing whatever systems.
那我们就来看一看，透过下面一段经文来看一看神如何在人的惧怕当中，他亲自的来介入。
We can read some Bible verses to see how God is going to work out His plan.
好，请大家我们一同的翻到《使徒行传》第十八章。
Let's go to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18.
第一到十七节。
1-17.
好，我们一同来找到了，我们一同来读一下这段经文。
Acts chapter 18.
《使徒行传》十八章一到十七。
1-17。
这是以后，保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。
After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth.
遇见了一个犹太人，名叫雅居拉。
Then he met a Jew named Aquila. Native of Pontus.
他生在本都。因为格老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，心境带着妻百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔他们。
Who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome, Paul wanted to see them.
他们本是制造帐篷为业的。
And because he was a tent maker as they were,
保罗应与他们同业。就和他们同住做工。
He stayed and worked with them.
每逢安息日，保罗在会堂里辩论，劝化犹太人和希腊人。
Every Sabbath he reasoned in the synagogues, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks.
希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为道迫切，向犹太人证明耶稣是基督。
When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews and that Jesus was the Christ.
他们既抗拒毁谤，保罗就抖着衣裳说：“你们的罪归到你们自己头上，与我无干。从今以后，我要往外邦人那里去。”
But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive.He shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, Your blood be on your own heads. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles.
于是离开那里，到了一个人的家中。
Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titius Justus.
这人名叫提多尤士都，是敬拜神的，他的家靠近会堂。
A worshipper of God.
管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主。
Crispus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord.
还有许多哥林多人听了就相信受洗。
And many of the Corinthians who heard him believed and were baptized.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说不要怕只管讲不要闭口
One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision Do not be afraid Keep on speaking Do not be silent
有我与你同在并没有人下手害你因为在这城里我有许多的百姓
For I am with you and no one is going to attack and harm you because I have many people in this city
保罗在那里住了一年零六个月
So Paul stayed for a year and a half,
将神的道教训他们
teaching them the word of God.
到加留做该亚亚盖亚方伯的时候，犹太人同心起来攻击保罗，拉他到公堂。
While Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him into court.
说这个人劝人不按着律法敬拜神。
This man, they charged, is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law.
保罗刚要开口，加流就对犹太人说：“你们这些犹太人，如果是为冤枉或奸恶的事，我理当耐心听你们。”
Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, "If you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you."
但所争论的，若是关乎言语、名目和你们的律法，你们自己去办吧。这样的事我不愿审问。
But since it involves questions about words and names and your own law, settle the matter yourselves. I will not be a judge of such things.
就把他们撵出公堂。
So he had them ejected from the court.
众人揪住管会堂的索提尼，在堂前打他。这些事家里都不管。
Then they all turned to the synagogue ruler and beat him in front of the court, but Gallio showed no concern whatsoever.
这是今天我们要看的一段经文，稍微有点长。
So this is a long passage we are going to work on.
但是从这段经文，我们一起可以看到，使徒保罗他在哥林多这一段的侍奉当中，我们来经历，我们一起来看。他是如何经历神在他生命当中的带领。
Through this passage, we will together look how God has experienced God in all what He is doing.
我们一起在这段经文当中，我们把他所经历的事件啊，我们来简单的来回顾一下。
So we can summarize in this way.
当保罗离开雅典。到哥林多，他投奔了亚居拉，因为亚居拉是以制造帐篷为业的。
So after Paul left Athens, he went to Corinth.
那保罗也是制帐篷。
Aquila was a tent maker, and Paul was also.
那么他需要每周工作六天，然后每到安息日呢，去会堂里来辩论。
He worked 6 days, and then 7 on the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue and to.Debate with the Jews.
那当希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候呢，他就可以停下来他手中的工作。
When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul was able to stop his working, focused on his preaching.
因为希拉和提摩太从马其顿为他带来了他的奉献啊，因为这个在哥林多后书当中保罗有提到。
So Paul and Silas brought offerings from Macedonia to Paul, and which this was mentioned in 2 Corinthians.
所以此时的保罗他暂时不必为生计而工作，有更多的时间，他就迫切地向犹太人来传道，来证明耶稣是基督。
So now Paul is able not to worry about his making a living, and he can focus on the preaching gospel.
但是当时在哥林多的犹太人呢，抵挡他所传的福音。
But the Jews in Corinth, reject and oppose Paul.
所以他辛苦所传的道呢，他的努力似乎没有什么果效。
So it seems what Paul, is preaching, it has no effect.
他在雅典的时候好像也是这个样子。
When he was in Athens, it seems the same.
虽然有人跟从他来信基督，但是也受到了很多的拦阻。
Though a few people followed him, but there was such oppression.
于是他想要离开。
So he wanted to leave Athens.
当他遇到这样的冲突以后，和这样的压力以后呢，这是他人自然的反应，他想要离开这个地方。
Of course, this is a natural reaction when you are under oppression. You want to leave this place.
但是在这个时候，事情稍微出现了一点转折。
But something happened. There's a turning happening.
他并没有马上离开哥林多这个地方。
He did not leave quarantine right away.
而是去了一家叫提多牛士都的家里住下了。
Then he lived with this person. His name was.
提多尤斯都对，然后很神奇的是，这个提多尤斯都的家呢，他靠近会堂。
And this person's home is near the synagogue.
提多有时候一家是敬拜神的。
And his whole family worships the Lord.
当他住下在这个地方呢，会堂的管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主。
The Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, also his whole family become believers.
也还有许多哥林多人。也听了就相信受洗。
And many Corinthians also believed and got baptized.
事件还没有结束。
Things hasn't finished yet.
在当天夜里。
In the same night.
主又透过异象向保罗显现。
The Lord has appeared to Paul.
向他说了一段非常重要的话。
And said something very important.
他说不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在。并没有人下手害你，因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。
Lord said to him, "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in the city."
他不让保罗走。
The Lord did not want Paul to leave,
而是让保罗留在这个地方，继续的传讲他的道。
He wanted Paul to stay and continue to preach.
那结果保罗呢？他顺服了神对他的带领。
Then Paul obeyed.
就在那里住了一年零六个月。
Then he lived there for 1.5 years.
将神的道传递给他们。
And preached the word of God to the locals.
按神的道教训他们。
And teach them.
在这之后，他也经历了一个逼迫。
Then.He experienced another wave of persecution.
第一次的张力是他在哥林多传道不顺利，他想离开。
The first time the tension arise, he wanted to leave Corinth because, he wanted to leave.
当他顺服的时候，神给他开了一条路。
When he obeyed the Lord, the Lord opened another door.
那接下来他又遇到了一次更大的张力。
Then.Another kind of operation come.
就是他在这个地方的犹太人呢，他继续想害他。
The Jews there continue to persecute him.
他们趁着这个地方的方伯，就是当时的省长、长官呀，或者叫总督，在更换的时候，他们又一次想要攻击保罗。
Then they continue to attack Paul while.The place is changing their governor.
但是结果是什么呢？他并未成功，因为保罗刚要开口，家人就说我不愿意审问。
What happened was, when they tried to persecute Paul, but the governor didn't want to get involved.
这正是照着神在异象当中，主在异象当中向保罗所显现的这个应许，并没有人下手害你。
This is what the Lord has promised Paul that no one is going to attack you and harm you.
这是我们今天所读的圣经当中这样一个故事的概要。
So this is a summary of this story in the Bible.
我们常在圣经当中能看到神用这样的冲突来做事。
So many times we observe that God uses this kind of conflicts to do things.
他透过保罗所遇到的这样一个冲突来显示他的能力。
Through all these conflicts, when Paul, faced this conflict, God is doing his, perform his miracles.
所以说保罗，我们看到他当时为什么要离开多林多呢？哥林多呢
？So.We see that why Paul wanted to leave Corinth.
保罗在哥林多前书二章当中，他有自己，他说了他当时的感受。
The Paul related what he felt about Corinth.
对哥林多。
In First Corinthians chapter 2.
对哥林多前书二章一到五节里面，保罗这样说。
So in chapter 2, Paul said.
他说兄弟们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
He said, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督。
Proclaim to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又战惊。
And him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear.
我说的话
with much trembling.
不是啊，讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。乃是用圣灵和大能的证明。
My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power.
我们看到，神他等人，并不是说他不怕了才使用。
So when God uses somebody, he's not going to wait. He has no any fear at all to use him.
乃是在他还在惧怕当中的时候，就向他来显现。
He will appear to him while he's still afraid of things.
用同在应许和主权来托住他。
So he uses his presence and his power to uphold him.
我在这里要简单分享一个我曾经听到在我们家乡的一个传道人。
I will use an example, a testimony of a preacher in my hometown.
他分享他是怎样走上这个传道人这条路的。
He said how he was called to be a preacher by God.
他在当时在北京那个地方聚会的时候，他突然有一天他有他其实预备了挺长时间，他有感动，想要去做传道人。
When he was in Beijing and attending church, but he said he felt the Lord is calling him into ministry.
然后他就去问他的牧者。
So he went to his pastor.
对，他说，牧者，我想做传道人。
He said, Pastor, I want to be a servant of God.
我想全职来服侍。
I want to serve the Lord full time.
然后牧者。然后他就问说，牧者的意见是什么？
So he asked, "What do you think, Pastor?"
然后牧者没有给他意见。
The pastor didn't give him any answer.
也没有给他任何的建议。
Also, he didn't give him any suggestion either.
然后他告诉他说，我下个月我的生活费在哪儿，我还不知道。
So the pastor,
他的牧者告诉他，我下个月的生活费到现在我还不知道在哪儿。
And the pastor only told him that I do not even know what is my income next month.
所以问他，好，你要做吗？
So he asked him, "Do you still want to be a preacher?"
结果他被吓跑了。
So he was really afraid, and he's gone.
他说哇，做这个。这还要为下个月的生活费都要去担心，我怎么去做
？So he said, you know, oh boy, to be a pastor, I need to worry about the income next month.
他后来讲说，他为这个神给他感动，他预备了两年的时间。
Then he said he actually prepared for 2 years about this conviction.
其实不是他在预备，而是神预备他。
It's not.Himself who's preparing, it's God who's preparing him.
因为他是以前做一个程序员，做网站的这样一个维护和开发的。
He was a software engineer before.
他当时的收入其实在北京生活还是刚刚能过得去，也够用。
In those days in Beijing, and his life, he has a decent life.
但是在这个两年的时间里，他还没有预备好的时候，神就预备他自己。
So in these 2 years, while he was preparing his heart, God is preparing him at the same time.
有一次，他遇到教会当中有一个弟兄，家中有非常迫切的一个需要。
There's one incident that there's a brother has some big problems in his household. There's a need.
然后神就感动他，他要为这个弟兄来奉献。
So God touched him to offer him something.
但是它里面又有另外一个声音说，这是下个月的房费吧。
So, but another voice tell him, this is the rent for the next month.
那我奉献给他，下个月我的房费要怎么办
？If I offer it to him, what about the rent next month for me?
他挣扎了几天。
So he struggled for a few days.
但是他就向神说：“神啊，我这一次要经历。”
So he told the Lord, "This time I want to experience you."
我知道照着我的信心是不够。
I know, according to my faith, I'm not able.
但是我要看你要在我的身上做怎样的事。
But I want to see what you are going to do in my life.
所以他就顺服神给他的感动，他把这笔钱奉献给那个弟兄。
So he obeyed the Lord and he offered this amount of money to that brother.
然后紧接着到第二周。
So in the second week,
突然他们教会里的财务。叫他说，哎，他叫陆家，他说，哎，陆家，你来，你来。
So the second week, the person who's looking after the finance in the church was looking for him. Said, "Look, come, come."
他说这里有笔奉献给你的。
So there is an amount of offering which was dedicated to you.
是匿名的奉献。
Because which is
anonymous.
Yeah, which is anonymous, but it's for you.
当时他还不是传道人
，But he was not a pastor yet.
他只是教会当中一个普通的一个童工。
He was only an ordinary coworker in the church.
那别人也不知道他要做传道人的这样一个呼召，这样一个感动。
Nobody knows he has such a conviction that he wanted to, you know, to go to.
他就很奇怪。为什么会给他有奉献？一般那个奉献都是给传道人呀，或者牧者呀这样的。
He was very surprised how come I receive such an offering. Usually the offerings are offered to the pastors, preachers.
但是当他把那个奉献打开的时候
，When he opened the envelope，
他看到里面奉献的钱是跟他前一周奉献给那个弟兄的是一模一样的。
When he opened the envelope, he saw that the amount of the money in the envelope is exactly the same as he offered to that brother.
他那一次经历就让他更新了他对神的认识。
So that experience really changed his perspective about.
也坚定了他最终走向传道人的这条路。
Also strengthened his faith.To step on into the ministry.
当然，他走上这条路，他也经历了更很多很多的，在他身上神给他的这样的一些神迹启示和带领。
Of course, later on he experienced many of similar miracles.
但是在这里，我们看到神借着他还惧怕的时候，就向他来说话，向他来证明他就是神。
Here we can see that while he's still afraid, Lord is.Showing his miracles.
他是那个时刻都与我们同在的神。
His God is always present with us.
我们回到圣经当中来看保罗。
Then we go back to the Bible to see Paul.
其实保罗在这当中，他要离开哥林多，他要走掉的时候，我们看到了所有人都会有的心理状态，就是惧怕。
While we see that he wanted to leave Corinth.Because there's a fear in his heart, which is normal for most of us.
他如果继续留下来，可能就要面临这种逼迫。
If he continue to stay there, he will face more oppressions.
因为他所传的道别人并不接受。
Because what he's preaching, not many people want to receive.
其实这是所有的人当面临一个被拒绝啊，被逼迫的时候的一个自然反应。
So this is a natural reaction when somebody is rejected or refused.
但神因着他的顺服，就带领他来到了那家人的家中，让他住下。
But because Paul's obedience, God led him to the family household of Titius Justus.
其实惧怕并不是保罗他本身的性格问题。
So. The fear, being afraid, is not really characteristics of Paul,
其实我们的里面都有惧怕。
We all have more or less a kind of fear.
就像当牧师在三周前告诉我让我试一试分享信息时，我的里面也有惧怕。
So, even when pastor asked me to preach 3 months ago, and I had fear, so that's persecution.
Yeah. 不是，不是，不是逼迫，真的是，我那个时候心里惧怕。我给牧师说，我第一个反应是说，我没有过被这种系统的装备啊。
So the first reaction was, oh, I was not really educated or systematically about preaching.
我虽然去在曾经的经历当中，我有去分享过，但是我并没有去系统的学习过。
Though I had some opportunities to preach, but I didn't really have a chance to get equipped systematically.
所以我相信这是牧师给我的一个考验。
So this was a challenge the pastor has given to me.
但是我在之前那个敬拜的时候，我突然有一个感动。
So while we were worshiping here, I have a feeling.
神说，你就在我的系统当中要被去装备。
So Lord says, you are going to be equipped in my system.
我就是要装备你的那个系统。
So me, myself, is a system who's going to equip you.
所以我当时虽然心里怕，但是我选择顺服。
So though I felt I was afraid, but I choose to submit.
所以在这当中，我们惧怕的源头，我们看到，其实在圣经当中起初，我们就从亚当那个地方，我们就传承，就继承了那个惧怕。
You know, the reason we fear started from even Adam.
惧怕是最进入到世界的一个结果。
So, the fear is a result of the sin, which when it comes into the world.
在创世纪当中，当他们偷吃了，亚当偷吃了禁果，当神来到园中去呼喊他们的时候。
So when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, and when God came to visit them,
亚当的回应说：“我听见了你的声音，但是我害怕。”
Adam said to God, "I heard your voice. I am afraid."
所以从此我们就害怕被拒绝。
So after that, we are afraid of being rejected.
我们害怕失败。
We are afraid of failure.
害怕逼迫。
Afraid of being persecuted,
害怕自己站立不住。
Afraid us cannot finish the work.
即使被呼召的，我们说伟大的使徒保罗。
Even the great apostle Paul, who was called by the Lord,
他在被拒绝的时候依然害怕。
He was also afraid when he was rejected.
更何况我们呢？
Let alone it's us.
所以大家要感恩，我今天在这里呢，都站立，都是神的恩典。
So it's by God's grace I stand here.
要不我就倒下。
Otherwise I will fail, faint.
是的，但是我们害怕的时候，接下来保罗经历了什么
？So when he was afraid, what has Paul experienced after that?
神在人自然的惧怕当中，行使了他超然的帮助。
The Lord performed His supernatural strength while people are naturally afraid.
他在他的施工当中引导他。
He was leading Paul during his ministry.
我们相信保罗他当想离开哥林多的时候，他又去到那个提多优士都的家中，并不是偶然。
So I believe it's not by chance God went to the house of Titus Justus.
是他顺服了神的带领。
He obeyed what the God has laid.
虽然圣经没有说出他具体是什么原因，他又去到了提多优士家的家中去住一下。
Though the Bible didn't clearly say why he went to Justus' house.
但相信当他惧怕的时候，他心里还有一些不甘。
I believe when he, even though he was afraid,
他不甘心就这样就离开这个地方。
He still had some hope. He didn't want to leave.
所以当他愿意顺服的时候，神让他在这个地方居住的这一家人当中看到了那个果效。
So while he was afraid, wanted to live, but he saw the results while he was living with justice.
他在会堂当中去见证耶稣基督去讲论的时候，大家不接受他。
When he was preaching synagogues, people rejected him.
当他愿意顺服来到提多尤士都家中的时候，他的家就在会堂的旁边。
When he obeyed God, come to the household of Titus, and his household is right beside the synagogue.
神给他开了另外一条路。
The Lord opened another way.
会堂里面拒绝他。
The people in the synagogue rejected him.
但是家庭却向他敞开。
But the household, somebody's household, opened to him.
上帝关上了这扇门。
The Lord closed this door.
又给他开了另外一。
He opened another.
不但是他在这个家中居住，这一家人是敬拜神的，而且在会堂边上，他让那个会堂管会堂的人也信主了。
Even you know, not only this household, but also the ruler of the synagogue, come to be to the faith.
神在这样的。一个顺服当中，让他看见他所做的靠着神是有果效的。
So through this incident, the Lord allow him to experience that through his obedience, there will be results.
不但如此
，Not only so.
当天夜里，神又给他更大的坚固。
And in the same night, the Lord spoke to him and strengthened him.
就是在异象当中向他来说话。
He spoke to him in a vision.
他说不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为有我与你同在。
Because I am with you.
我很感谢今天 Isaac 的诗歌当中，至少有两首诗歌里面都提到这一句说，有我与你同在。
The songs led by Isaac, there are two places said, I am with you.
他说我的救主是时时与我们同在的主。
And the Bible said, "My Lord is always with me."
这是我们救赎今天接受这个恩典救赎的核心。
So this is the center of our the message of salvation.
这是我们今天为什么还能继续跟从他的一个最重要的一个应许，非常重要的应许。
This is why we can continue to follow Jesus.
神在异象当中鼓励他，坚固他的信心。
The in the vision, Lord strengthened Paul.
因为这句话它不是一个临时的安慰，不是在那个夜晚才给他的。
That this is not a word which is just given that night to comfort him.
而是在耶稣基督道成肉身以后，从始至终到今天，他一直持续性的一个应许。
It is from the very beginning when Jesus was resurrected, it's a promise given to all the believers.
在马太福音一章二十三节当中有这样一句话说。必有童女怀孕生子，啊，他要称他的名为以马内利，翻出来就是神与我们同在。
In Matthew 1:23, it said, prophesied, that the virgin will have a child. His name will be called Emmanuel, which is translated to be God is with us.
当主耶稣基督升天，他复活以后，他又再一次。向他的门徒显现，给他们这个应许说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
When Jesus was resurrected and before he went to heaven, he came to the disciples said that I will be with you always until the end of the world.
相信保罗在那个时候之所以继续能去传讲神的福音，不是因为他的勇敢。
I believe it's not because of Paul's courage he can continue to preach.
是因为基督已借着十字架修复了神与人的关系。
But because through the cross, Jesus Christ has bridged the hands between God and man.
他不再是那一个高高在上、离我们手够不着啊，也感受不到的那个神。
God is not a God who is above everything we cannot reach.
就像今天我们诗歌当中所唱的那一句。
It's like what we sing today in the song.
他说 ，Myself is always there for me.
那就是我的救主永远和我同在。
他是那位时时 always 时时与我们同在的。
He's the one, he's always with me.
我想保罗他暂时抓住了这一点。
I believe Paul hold on.
他紧紧抓住了这个应许。
Hold on tightly.
所以他里面有这样的信心，能够继续去传讲神的道。
So he has such faith to continue his mission.
在神给他的这个意象的当中，我们又还看到说什么？神主权当中，他来保护他要使用的人。
Through this promise, the words spoken to Paul, we also see that God will always protect the ones who he called to serve him.
主向保罗说，并没有人下手害你。
The Lord told Paul, "No one is going to attack you and harm you."
这是在他后来一年半后经历那个逼迫之前告诉他的。
So this is the promise Lord has given to him before the further persecution after 1.5 years.
可能保罗之前他并没有想到他会经历后面这样一个逼迫。
Maybe he never thought about further persecutions.
但是神向他应许说，不会有人害得了他。
But the Lord has promised no one is going to harm you.
因为任何的逼迫都不能够去推翻、改变耶稣基督他救赎的计划。
Because no persecution can overthrow or overturn the promise of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣也曾亲口说，不要怕那杀身体的，不要怕那杀身体却不能杀灵魂的。
Just as the Lord has promised, don't be afraid of those ones.Who's going to kill your body but cannot harm your soul?
因为他在十字架上已承担了那个最终的伤害。
Because he has taken away the final curse on the cross.
因为世人所做的是有限的。
Because whatever humans can do is very, very limited.
保罗可以再继续在这个危险当中站立，因为他的生命，他相信已经被耶稣基督所救赎。
Paul was able to stand firmly, because he knew that his life.Was already redeemed by Jesus Christ.
神要用他来完成他自己的计划。
The Lord was going to use him to finish his calling.
就是意象当中最后一句向他的应许。
Just like in that vision, the last verse.
他说：“这城里有许多我的百姓。
There are many people, my people, in this city.
要成就神在这个城当中的心意。
Because the Lord is going to accomplish His work.In this city,
因为基督已为他们来预备救恩。
Because the Lord has prepared salvation grace for them too.
他要保罗继续留在这里，将他们找出来。
Lord wants Paul to stay in this city to call them out.
将他们带到耶稣基督的面前。
Bring them before Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣说：“我另外有羊不在这圈里，我必须领他们来。”
Jesus said, "There are sheep which is not in this pen."I will bring them to here.
因为救赎从来不是人先来寻找神。
It's not we humans try to search God.
而是神先认得那属乎他的人。
It's God who knows who he's looking for.
然后要将他们带回来。
He's looking for them and bring them back.
神在这当中也来更新我们。
Lord is also renewing us.Through all this process,
因为保罗他从惧怕到被差遣。
Like Paul, while he was afraid, he was sent.
像我刚才所分享的那个见证啊，他我们在家乡的传道人，他从惧怕到能够出来成为一个传道人。
Just like what I shared about the preacher in my hometown, how he was called from fear and later on become a preacher.
不是因着他自己的信心有多么的大
，not because how strong his faith was，
不是因着他有多么的勇敢
，not because how courageous he was，
是因为神在他里面的更新
，because of the renewing work of the Holy Spirit in him，
因为我们相信在十字架上的救恩已将我们更新
，because we believe that the work on the cross has。Redeemed us and renewed us.
因为在十字架救恩已经更新了我们的身份。
Because the salvation work on the cross has changed our identity.
我们不再是罪的奴仆。
We are not slaves of sin anymore.
我们是神家里的人。
We become the children of God, the household of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We become children of God.
所以耶稣在复活当中，复活后对他的门徒说。
So after Jesus was resurrected, he said to his disciples.
他说父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你。
He said, how God has sent me.In the same way, I will send you.
所以救赎并不是来不仅仅是赦罪，乃是更新了我们的使命。
So the salvation is not just as a forgiveness of sin, but also to renew our mission.
让我们知道，我们即使害怕，我们也知道，我们若被他差遣，我们里面就没有惧怕。
He makes us know that though we are still afraid, but when we are sent, we will not be afraid.
我们看到保罗在最后，当他在那里住了一年零六个月，啊，将神的道教训那个地方的人。
Then later on, we see that after 1.5 years, Paul stayed there, teaching people about the word of God.
在那地方的犹太人，他们要处心积虑要来害保罗。
Then the Jews in that place.Started to persecute him again.
把他带到会堂。
Brought him to the synagogue.
他们妄图使用这个新换的这个省长啊，能够来继续来迫害他，来逼迫他。
They tried to use the new governor's authority to persecute Paul.
你知道，这个时候保罗他又经历了一次生命的更新。
Then Paul started another renewing process of his spiritual life.
因为往常他被逼迫的时候，他会为自己去辩护。
You know, before he was always defending himself when he was persecuted.
我们看到在使徒行当中，会有很不少的地方，保罗说：“哦，我是罗马人。”
So many times he said, "You know, I am a Roman citizen."
我熟知你们的律法。
I am a lawkeeper.
他去亮明他的身份。
He tried to show his identity in this world.
让那地方的官长不敢去对他有太多的、太重的这种逼迫。
So the authorities in those places was not able to attack him because of his Roman citizen identity.
可能在这个地方，保罗他也有这样的想法，他说：“我要为自己来辩护。”
I believe that Paul also thought about.Defending himself.
所以在十四节上说，他刚要开口。
So in that verse 14 said, while he was going to open his mouth,
这个新上任的官长加流就对犹太人说。
But this new governor said to the Jews,
你们这些犹太人
，You Jews,
如果你们为冤枉或奸恶的事，我就耐心听。
If you have something regarding crime, I will listen.
但你们争论的是关乎言语、名目和你们的律法，你们自己去办。
But you are only talking about your laws and words, and you just settle yourself.
他并没有让保罗开口为自己辩护。
He didn't allow Paul to defend himself.
而是使用一个不信的人去为他来辩护。
God allow a non-believer to defend him.
就如彼得前书当中。我们在形容耶稣基督他在受害的时候那个状态。
Just like in 1 Peter describing about Jesus Christ when he was crucified.
他说他被骂不还口。
He was silent when he was
受害不说威吓的话。
And he does not utter any threatening words.
只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
He justput himself in the hands of the just God.
他不是因为没有理由去为自己争辩。
Not because he has no right to defend himself.
他有足够的充分的理由为自己来辩护。
He has more than enough reason to defend himself.
但是他不靠自己。
But he is not depending on himself.
他靠那按公义审判人的主。
But he depends on God who is just.
所以救赎带来的更新，在我们生命当中更新是什么呢？
So what is the renewing Lord has brought to our life.
从前我们是靠自己来证明自己的。
So before we try to defend ourselves.
但是今天我们是靠神来证明我们自己的。
But today we depend on God to defend ourselves.
因为我们相信说，有你与我们同在。
Because we believe you are with us.
神带领保罗，他并不是远离，不是推倒这样一个规则。
So when Paul was commissioned by Jesus, Jesus still used this same principle.
而是带领他在他之前反对他的那个会堂边来建立他福音的一个根据地。
Lord still used Paul to establish a stronghold right beside the synagogue, which where that he was persecuted.
是为要显明神的救恩。
To demonstrate God's salvation,
他不会因为这个环境的拒绝拦阻而受限。
So he was not limited by the restraints by the environment.
而是在我们的顺服当中不断的扩张，他扩张他的国度。
But because of the in our obedience, he will advance his kingdom.
今天我们生活的这个世界。
In this world we are living in right now,
有很多东西需要被更新。
Many things need to be renewed.
但是神更新这个世界、更新人的方法从来不是推倒重来。
The way that God renews is not just to smash and then rebuild.
乃是用他的让他的独生爱子主动地进入到我们的中间。
But he allow his Only begotten Son to come into this world.
乃是进入到这一个本不堪的世界的当中。
Come into this world of ruins.
来经历这个死的代价。
He needs to experience this experience of death.
才会有从死里复活的生命。
And then he can experience the power of resurrection.
我想我们每一个人，我们也会面对一些我们自己不想面对的环境。
So each one of us, we have to face something, some of the things we don't want to face.
有时候我们想要逃避。
Sometimes we want to avoid.
有时候我们想要重来。
Sometimes we want to restart.
但是透过今天保罗这一段经历。
Through this Paul's example.
看到当我们要面对各样的环境的时候，我们虽然会有惧怕。
We can see that even though there's fear in our hearts,
我们也会有软弱。
Maybe there's weakness.
但是神必以他超人的能力来托住我们。
But God will sustain us with His supernatural power.
也用他同在的应许来帮助我们。
He will also help us with His very presence.
他要从里面给我们那持续的更新。
He will continue to renew us inside out.
在神在那个约书亚记第一章第九节当中有这样一段经文。
So in Joshua, book of Joshua 1:19, there's a verse like this.
他说：“我岂没有吩咐你吗
？”Did I not command you?
你当刚强壮胆。
Be courageous.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
也不要惊慌。
Don't be dismayed.
因为无论你往哪里去。
Because wherever you go.
耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Your Lord, Jehovah, your God is going to be with you.
耶稣也告诉我们说。
The Lord told us.
无论那天上的地下所有的权柄都已赐给我了。
All authority in heaven and on the earth.
所以你们要去使万民都做我的门徒。
So you go and let disciple the nations.
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teach them everything I have taught you.
我就常与你们同在。
I will be always with you.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the age.
好不好，弟兄姐妹，今天我们一同的在主的里面，我们来凭着信心来宣告说。
So today we can stand together to proclaim.
有你与我们同在。
Lord, you are with us.
我们还怕什么呢
？So what can we be afraid?
有你与我们同在，我们还惧谁呢
？You are with us. So what are we going to fear?
靠着那爱我们的主，在一切的事上都得胜有余。
By the God who loves us, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.